are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and the May Autumn Law Firm. A busy one this morning. Joining us first off from the right turn, it's Nancy Schlickenmeyer. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here with us today. And boy, you've got some new and interesting offerings going on there at the right turn.
Yes, we are very excited to be hosting a meet and greet with Dakota Wesleyan University. It's going to be May 17th at 5:30. We'll have representatives from DWU at the right turn, and they'll be sharing information about the Learn and Earn program that is starting in Pierre in the fall. And this is a unique opportunity for students to obtain an associate's degree, and it'll be hands-on learning. It won't be the traditional lecture-style college classes. They'll have internships incorporated, and again, it'll be a unique opportunity for peer students looking for that non-traditional approach to learning. And it's my understanding that they have $500 scholarships for those first 10 students who commit to registration.
Oh, very nice. So that's coming up again on the 17th.
Yes, at 5:30, so come to the right turn to learn more information from DWU staff.
Very nice. I hear you're going to have some fun enjoying some baseball, too.
Yes, we're really excited that this is our first opportunity to be a sponsor at one of the Trapper games. And we're actually going to co-sponsor June 24th with Christensen Farms. So come out, enjoy some basketball, some pork, and we hope to have some grilling baskets. Ooh. For prizes that night. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like. And then, of course, you know, you've got your normal programs going on at the right turn. If people want to find out a little bit more about what you have to offer, because you've got some great offerings there, they can just stop in or give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Our number is 605-773-4755. You can also check us out on Facebook or go online, www.therightturn.org.
And you have so many great programs from, you know, helping parents, CPR classes. What are some of the things folks will find at the right turn?
Well, a lot of people think that we are a program that assists people to obtain their GED. And while we do that, we have a variety of other programs available. Mm-hmm. We are an early childhood enrichment site. And with that, we provide training and technical assistance to child care providers in a 12-county region. And then, yes, we have free parenting classes. We also support individuals and families that are learning English. And one of our adult education trainings we offer is Bring Your A Game. And that involves seven work ethic attributes: attitude, attendance, appearance, ambition, acceptance, appreciation, and accountability. And then you mentioned the CPR classes. We have a unique opportunity to provide that in a blended learning. And so someone can watch a video online and then let us know when they're ready to come in and test for the practical part. And then we also offer Barton tutoring for individuals with dyslexia.
That is fantastic. You have so many great programs there. And again, we just want to encourage people to see what you have to offer, how you can help, because that's what you're there for, to help people, you know, better themselves and their education.
Right. We do have the Zonta closet also. So if people are looking for business attire, they can stop by. We have some donations that have been provided, and some of them still have their tags on them. We have shoes. We have clothes for women, clothes for men. So again, stop down, give us a call. We are willing to help out.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. I know you are busy. We always look forward to chatting with you, though, and we want to remind people about the Facebook and the website that they can check out, too.
Right. We appreciate calls and ways people can help out with the right turn, as we're always looking for donations. Mm-hmm. Our funding comes from state and federal grants, and we are United Way partner agency. So we want to thank the community for the support that they provided with that. And we look forward to seeing everybody at the Trappers game June 24th.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Well, enjoy this day today, Nancy, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. There's Nancy Schlickenmeier from The Right Turn. She's the director there. You can find them online at therightturn.org. Continuing along here on People in Your Neighborhood, joining me this morning, Lindy Gerrits. Welcome back, Lindy.
Hi, how are you?
What was it last week you were here?
Yeah, I feel like we're going to become good friends this summer.
Hey, that sounds good to me because you've got something fun, something that's kind of near and dear to me and my family's hearts,
yes.
Is the Farmers Market. Here in Pierre, the Capital City Farmers Market starts this weekend.
Yes, this Saturday. We open at the Ring of the Bell at 9 a.m. and we'll go until noon, starting our 13th season this year, which is incredible considering
is
where
great.
We started way
yes.
back when.
Where I came from, and we were talking a little bit about this off air back in New York,
mm-hmm.
the Farmers Market was an event.
Yes.
It was huge. I mean, mm-hmm. music and you know,
yeah.
activities for the family. Plus, you had all the great food and different things. And that's kind of what you're working towards.
Yes. So it's one of those things. I hope there are musicians out there, organizations listening along. We'd love to have participation. We were kind of talking about how over the, you know, the last 13 seasons, really in 2019, we kind of hit a great mark where we were mm-hmm. having live music and kids activities, face painting, everything on those weekends. And it was so much fun. Everyone really enjoyed it. And then COVID hit, and last year was just a year of uncertainty. And so I'm hoping that as we get back into this season, you know, people are more comfortable, they've had their vaccinations or whatever that might be, mm-hmm. where we're outside and we can come back together again. So some of those fun activities I know are already coming back, like face painting, which the kids love it. And the woman that we have doing face painting is absolutely amazing. You should have your face painted when you're there.
And the adults too. My wife would always get mm-hmm. hers, you know, painted
yes.
with the kids. I mean, and that's the thing, is it should be fun, you know. And the great thing too about the farmers market, and what we love, is you know where your food is coming. You get to know the people mm-hmm. that are the producers. And, you know, that gives you a little bit more peace of mind.
Absolutely. And that was one of the things when we first started the market way back when, 2009, we made sure that the rules that we put in place were that the vendors had to make, raise, or grow what they sell. And so that means that you're right. When people come down and they have a question about the turnips that they're buying or the bread that they're purchasing, we've literally been the ones that have been making those items and growing them for
right.
you, or raising the beef that you're going to be purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want that local connection. It truly is a local farmers market.
So, you know, getting started, usually the first few weeks
yep.
are kind of a little, you know, a little bit slower, but then
yep.
things ramp up.
Yeah.
But you're going to have some folks there this weekend.
Yep. So we were talking a little bit. The spring weather has not been kind to some of us who are growing vegetables, so we're a bit slower there. But we will have some great things this market. So I was telling you that at B&G Produce, which is my vendor stand, that we have purchased a bunch of chickens. So there will be a lot of farm fresh eggs at market this weekend.
Excellent.
Yes, and we'll also have baked goods like bread and some sweet treats, little dessert snacks to pick up, dog biscuits, which are also, if you talk to Barb, human snacks as well, if you'd like. Some local honey, local beef, and some handmade books. So we'll have that this weekend. And then, like you said, over the next couple months, we'll really start to see it ramp up. And we're just really looking for that customer support. We're looking forward to seeing all of our friends that we've had over the last,
yes.
you know, however many years, coming down to see us again this year.
Right. So we want to remind people it happens Saturdays. And where are they going to find the farmers market if they haven't been before?
Yes, absolutely. So we are located a block east of downtown in the free parking lot at the corner of Sioux Avenue and Coteau Street. And you can check us out. We have a website. It is capcitymarket.com. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram, Capital City Farmers Market.
Excellent. Easy to find. And if mm-hmm. there are musicians out there, you know, groups, vendors that want to be part of this, how do they get a hold of you?
Yep. So the best way is actually to go either to the website, capcitymarket.com and send us a message, or on Facebook or Instagram. And we are looking for musicians to play, organizations to come down and share just information about their organization, and also groups that might want to do a food fundraiser. So if, you know, some of our local nonprofits would like to set up a brunch or a lunch or a breakfast fundraiser, we're open to that too and would love it. Our customers love to come down and eat and sit and chat.
Sounds good. Looking forward to checking things out on Saturday. So the Capital City Farmers Market getting underway. It's one of those things that's nice to see is going to be back to kind of help us get back to as normal as we can as possible.
Yeah. And, you know, what's better than being outside Saturday morning, talking to some vendors, getting some snacks, and just kind of hanging out with friends?
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a good plan to me. Well, thank you, Lindy.
Thank you.
And best of luck for the kickoff this season.
Yeah, thanks so much.
There's Lindy Garrett's Capital City Farmers Market. Don't miss it this Saturday. Sure looking forward to getting back out there and checking out all the great vendors that are going to be there and all the fun, too. So there is People in Your Neighborhood on this Wednesday, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam Law Firm.